There's a new sheriff in town. One of the most heated races was for Pettis County Sheriff in the November general election. When all the votes were counted, Democrat challenger Brad Anders unseated longtime incumbent Kevin Bond. The final unofficial vote count was 8,649 for Anders and 8,193 for Bond. In other races in the area for sheriff in Howard County, unofficially, it was Republican Jeff Oswald defeating independent Mike Neal 2,801 to 2,151, and Tricia Clark unseated Frank Flashpoler for coroner in Howard County by a 2,615 to 2,161 margin. In Lafayette County, current Republican County Clerk Linda Nindick defeated Democrat Lynette Graham for public administrator 12,466 to 4,211. In Sheraton County, Republican Jared Meyer defeated Democrat Steve Atkinson 1160 to 1,076 for Associate Commissioner in the Eastern District. Republican Terry Milford downed Democrat Danny Price 1,105 to 691. And Republican Eric Billups defeated Democrat Richard Hershey for sheriff 2,891 to 1,122. For public administrator in Cooper County, Republican Paula Sims defeated Democrat Wendy Wooldridge 5,524 to 2,974. Voters in Saline County had three choices for sheriff and elected to stay with the current sheriff. During the general election yesterday, Democrat Cindy Mullins was elected to her second term. Mullins, who beat out the challenges of Republican Mike Thomas and independent Jesse Coslett, says she's grateful to the voters.
I'm beyond grateful to the Saline County voters for the opportunity to serve in the sheriff's office for another 4 years.
Mullins, who has been a full-time employee of the sheriff's office for 24 years, says she's ready to tackle some projects that have been put on hold due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Been a very long and very strange year for us and everyone else dealing with the COVID-19, but I think once we get over that hump, we'll be able to start working on some more projects and things that we kind of had to put off because of that.
Unofficially, Mullins finished with 4,580 votes, Thomas wound up with 3,241 votes, and Coslett 1,623. Many sports fans around the area remember Curtis Gregory throwing some punishing blocks for the Santa Fe Chiefs and Mizzou Tigers football teams as an offensive lineman. Now Gregory is headed to Jefferson City as a state representative. Gregory defeated William Truman Bill Wayne to be the representative of the 51st District during the municipal election yesterday. Gregory said he's excited to get to work.
When you and I texted earlier, I made the comment of you going from sports reporting to politics reporting, and that's funny, but we can still use sports reporting, and it feels good to get the first win under the belt. I've been excited about it all along. I'm looking forward to it, and everything has always looked good, but until the night comes, you never know. On any given night, you know, someone could win, and we were lucky enough to pull it out. I'm excited to get to work for the people of the 51st District.
Gregory is extremely pleased with the amount of support he was given by the voters.
I want to thank everybody. I know there's no way I could ever do it in person, but for anyone that's listening, I appreciate the support and the vote. I'm just proud to represent a district that I grew up in and my family's been in for over 100 years, and I want the 51st District as a whole to be successful, not just the Republicans, but Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, whatever party it is. I want everybody in this district to be successful and, you know, be able to live out that American/Missouri dream, and I hope to go down there and be able to, quote-unquote, show them that I'm capable of doing that.
Now, according to the Missouri Secretary of State's website, Gregory received 10,792 votes to 3,549 votes for Wayne. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play store. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.